Training mostly over Kauai, the men discovered their talent. Though they had a few mishaps, Phil once taxied Superman straight into a telephone pole. In aerial gunning, they nailed targets at a rate more than 3 times the squadron average. Louis' bombing scores were outstanding. In one dive bombing exercise, he hit the target dead center 7 of 9 times. The biggest chore of training was coping with the nitpicking, rank-pulling, much-loathed lieutenant who oversaw their flights. Once, when one of Superman's engines quit during a routine flight, Phil turned the plane back and landed at Kahuku, only to be accosted by the furious lieutenant in a speeding Jeep, ordering them back up. When Louis offered to fly on 3 engines, so long as the lieutenant joined them, the lieutenant abruptly changed his mind. When the men weren't training, they were on sea search, spending 10 hours a day patrolling a wedge of ocean looking for the enemy. It was intensely dull work. Louis killed time by sleeping on Mitchell's navigator table and taking flying lessons from Phil. On some flights, he sprawled behind the cockpit, reading Ellery Queen novels and taxing the nerves of Douglas, who eventually got so annoyed at having to step over Louis's long legs that he attacked him with a fire extinguisher. Once the gunners got so bored, they fired at a pod of whales. Phil yelled at them to knock it off, and the whales swam on, unharmed. The bullets, it turned out, carried lethal speed for only a few feet after entering the water. One day, this would be very useful knowledge. One morning on sea search, Phil's crew passed over an American submarine sitting placidly on the surface, crewmen ambling over the deck. Louis flashed the identification code 3 times, but the sub crew ignored him. Louis and Phil decided to scare the hell out of them. As Louis opened the bomb bay doors, Louis sent the plane screaming down over the submarine. The retreat from the deck was so hasty, it looked like they were sucked into the sub, Louis wrote in his diary. I gave the skipper an F for identification, but an A-plus for a quick dive. The tedium of sea search made practical joking irresistible. When a loudmouth ground officer griped about the higher pay allotted to airmen, the crew invited him to fly the plane himself. During the flight, they sat him in the co-pilot's seat, while Louis hid under the navigator's table next to the chains that linked the plane's yokes to the control surfaces. When the officer took the yoke, Louis began tugging the chains, making the plane swoop up and down. The officer panicked. Louis smothered his laughter, and Phil kept a perfect poker face. The officer never again complained about airman's pay. Louis's 2 proudest moments as a prankster both involved chewing gum. After Cuppernell and Phil swiped Louis's beer, Louis retaliated by sneaking out to Superman and jamming gum into the cockpit piss pipe, the urine relief tube. During that day's flight, the call of nature was followed by an inexplicably brimming piss pipe, turbulence, and at least 1 wet airman. Louis hid in Honolulu for 2 days to escape retribution. On another day, to get even with Cuppernell and Phil for regularly stealing his chewing gum, Louis replaced his ordinary gum with a laxative variety. Just before a long day of sea search, Cuppernell and Phil each stole 3 pieces, triple the standard dose. As Superman flew over the Pacific that morning, Louis watched with delight as pilot and co-pilot, in great distress, made alternating dashes to the back of the plane, yelling for someone to get a toilet bag ready. On his last run, Cuppernell discovered that all the bags had been used. With nowhere else to go, he dropped his pants and hung his rear end out the waist window while 4 crewmen clung to him to prevent him from falling out. When the ground crew saw the results all over Superman's tail, they were furious. It was like an abstract painting, Louis said later. Phil's remedy for boredom was hot dogging. After each day of sea search, he and another pilot synchronized their returns to Oahu. The one in front would buzz the island with wheels up, seeing how low he could get without skinning the plane's underside, then goad the other into going lower. Phil hummed Superman so close to the ground that he could look straight into the first floor windows of buildings. It was, he said in his strolling cadence, kind of daring.